In the very first reading, Jeremiah laments that leaders or shepherds mislead God's people. Jeremiah is one of the big four, that is, four major prophets. Now, in his time, when Jerusalem was devastated and God's people were in disarray, confused, not knowing where to turn, who to follow, Jeremiah steps up and provides bold leadership. We are all in need of leadership because we all need to be educated. The word education is based on the Latin word to lead, ducere, to lead one from ignorance to knowing. The noun taken from this verb, ducere, is ducks, not the quack quack version, but ducks, D-U-X, meaning the leader. Who was the ducks in your final year of school? Maybe it was yourself. That's the leader, the one who was in front, who got the best marks. Now, we are all being led each day by someone. We're all learning each day. In fact, the only day we stop learning is the day we die, and then we know everything. So every day is another day to learn something new, to be led and fed. Why, just the other day, I was led and fed in an odd way. Indeed, I was led astray into the dark web, complete with technology and resources. Yes, there is a dark side to the internet, somewhat like the black market or underground, where things happen and nobody knows, or at least not everyone. Now back to the gospel. The Lord reminds us that he is our true leader who calls us to follow him. And he adds, come away and have some rest, for he taught them at some length. What joy to be taught by the Lord God, to be led to the truth by he who is the truth. As we are constantly learning, ask yourself, who do I follow? Who's my leader, teacher, or guide? From whom do I source my info? Who do I listen to? What websites do I look up? What TV shows influence me the most? What's my favorite film? Just as we check our diet so as to maintain good physical well-being, not too much junk food or fried stuff, for that's not good for anybody, so too we should check our intellectual diet, what feeds our minds, so as to ensure that it is mentally wholesome, balanced, organic, maybe not, and certainly not toxic. For that reason, Christ, our teacher, left us a church. It speaks on his behalf. You see, he didn't leave us a Bible. He left us a church. And members of the church wrote down certain books in the New Testament. The teaching branch of the church is called the magisterium. Yeah, big word. It's from the Latin word to teach or teacher. Magister is the word in Latin for teacher. And did not Christ himself say, he who hears you, hears me? That's a reference to his church, an apostolic teaching. When they heard the apostles teach, they heard the voice of Christ. Incidentally, that's why we stand for the gospel, because they're the words of Jesus, out of respect for him. So we should tune into and follow the church as our teacher and mother. In Latin, Mater et Magistra. It is important, however, also to know what the official teachings of the church are. For popes come and go and they have their opinions, but the teachings of the church, the official teachings, though they may expand over time to cover more areas, they remain much the same. Angels, Trinity, the real presence in the Eucharist, and so forth. So the church councils, papal encyclicals, the catechism, are the official teachings of the magisterium of the church. And that's how God continues to teach us today, to lead us here to there. In addition to being taught, our Lord also said, come away and be at rest. That we all need some rest at times. The modern notion of rest and leisure, however, is somewhat confused. So much so that a renowned German philosopher, Joseph Pieper, wrote a book on leisure some years ago to reclaim its meaning. It's that leisure is not the absence of work, nor is it inactivity, that is, watching the cricket on the couch. That's not leisure. There's more to leisure than that. Incidentally, leisure in the Greek concept of the word meant skole. And skole in English is school. Oh, school is leisure? Not many students would agree with that. What they're really saying is that for most people of most eras, of most cultures, work was always physical. Whereas intellectual work was a form of relaxation. And that's where skole or school came in. If you were wealthy, you could afford a tutor. You didn't have to do physical work. The slaves did it. And you could go off and entertain your mind by learning things. So leisure and learning are linked together. It's not inactivity, but rather intellectual activity. It's putting the mind to work. In what regard? In contemplating higher realities or truths. That's true leisure. A good book, film, that enables you to grasp certain truths or ideals is healthy for the soul. It's leisure, it's a break, it's a rest. And any break is a changing of the routine of physical duties. And that's why a retreat or getting away from our normal routine is a good thing at times, so that we can elevate our periscope of intellectual pursuit regarding the state of our soul and its destiny. That being said, we foster true leisure and rest on Sunday by attending, firstly, Mass, the ultimate form of worship, contemplating divine realities. Then, by using the day, Sunday, to learn more about eternal truths, reading stories of the saints or watching a good DVD on them, walk in the park or outdoors, which enkindles a sense of mortality, especially in winter, and thinking about eternal life. Good music and good food with friends also fosters communication. So we enjoy the company of real persons with real faces and not Facebook. In doing so, we think about and learn more of divine mysteries and the eternal truths which are there before us. Such is the nature of true leisure. One Frenchman who sought to inculcate that in young people and set up a religious order to do so was Marcelin Joseph Benedict Champagne. What a mouthful of names that is. He died at the age of 59 in the year 1840. He was a Frenchman, as I said, and is the founder of the Marist Fathers, dedicated to teaching and the formation, not of the body, but the soul.